Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. Okay, we're 2 days into the new year. So what has changed for you over the last few days besides the numbers in 2019 to 2020? Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Are you considering changes for the better, such as healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, maybe a new job or a pay raise or a healthy lifestyle? Any of those words ring a bell? Are you making changes that serve you? That's a good question, because changes that don't serve us, we should not make. Let's just be short to that. I quite often talk about the trilogy, which has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And to make it easier and much clearer for you, I included this time a link where you can listen and watch a 10-minute video that talks about those three things and what's going on to be healthy in any shape, way, or form. So I just hope you're going to really enjoy that video and look at it and then get back with me and tell me what you've learned or what you need more answers to, if you have any questions. Let's go from there. Are you reflecting on the holidays? What was some of the most important action, thought, whatever there is? There's so much to it. Were you thinking about the fellowship with your friends and family, or the food, the drinks, the positive conversations? To share what happened during 2019, to be caring, loving on each other, and so much more? Or were you just quiet, nothing happened? I mean, there are so many different ways to celebrate or to accept the change, be it from 1 year to the next, be it holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, everything else there is. There are so many different things, and I just want to just definitely see what your ideas were, where your focus was. Did you actually gain weight over the holidays? Do you know that the average is about 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's because of all the food, the fun activities, the parties, the drinking? Alcohol has a lot of empty calories that start sitting on your hips and waist and belly. And so it's good not to overdo it. Just a little bit to enjoy is one thing. Moderation is always key. But when we go overboard and we have two or three parties in one day and we feel like we need to eat at all parties to the max to stuff ourselves, literally to stuff our faces, that is not good. So I just want to take a little bit of time to go into that. So for me, actually, it was interesting. My main focus actually was the people and the activities and what's going on. And actually, my husband and I were supposed to travel to Northern California on Thanksgiving. And last minute, something came up with work for him, and we didn't go. And what a blessing that was, because the day of Thanksgiving, that Thursday morning, we would have left at 4 a.m. and not known what we know now. The Grapevine was closed. They had to shut it down due to snow and winds, heavy gusty winds and stuff. And we would have been stuck on the I-5 like for hours because we paid attention to, as we call it now, the God wink. We've seen a movie on the Hallmark Channel that was called God wink. We stayed home And we spared ourselves the inconvenience of being stuck on a mountain road, because the Grapevine is pretty steep, so it could be considered mountainous. And we were warm and cozy and calm and quiet, and we had a really good day instead of getting angry and frustrated on the road. So cool. I love this story about the God wink on Hallmark, and so we start using that. The same for the Christmas, actually. We were supposed to go down south and found out that it was raining like cats and dogs, so decided to stay home. It's not that we're not safe drivers, but we know of too many who are not, especially in Southern California. People are just not used to driving in inclement weather. So we decided to stay home for that part too. And we were blessed with a calm, quiet, peaceful, loving Christmas just to share with one another and be really happy and healthy about it. So did you make any conscious or unconscious decisions over the holidays? Did your decisions improve your life, your attitude, your behavior? Did it serve you? Did it make a big difference in your way of looking at things or in actions that you were thinking about? What are your goals for 2020 and forward? Something long-lasting? Do you have an open mind to explore what transformational health coaching can do for you, including all the benefits? Why are you working? Do you have a job because it pays the bills, puts food on the table, a roof over the head, clothes on the body, so you have a little bit something to go do some sports, some activities, watch some movies, some travels, some vacation? There's much, much more. Or do you have a job because you really love what you're doing and you're so handsomely compensated that there is no question in your mind that that's what you want to do for the rest of your life? Well, having asked that question, I'm going to ask you another one. Do you have time freedom with what you are doing and flexibility of your schedule? Do you love your job or is it a job? And, you know, we have a joke about the job, J-O-B, which stands for just over broke. In many cases, that's actually just so. A job does not usually, and I'm saying usually, there are exceptions to everything, does not usually provide you with excess money, with discretionary money, so you can save up some for a rainy day or for an emergency or for an unexpected something, be it a travel, be it a hospital stay, be it to go visit a relative who's sick, be it, you know, you name it. You can think of many more things than I can. So why not prepare for those times? If you consider making a change in your life to feel better, happier, have financial and time freedom, and live a lifestyle of joy, happiness, and health, let me know. Write to me and ask questions or make suggestions, or tell me if you want to be on my show, or if you have anything to share where you did make a really good decision that is actually serving you, or where you made a decision that didn't serve you and you haven't figured out yet how to turn that decision around for the next time so it does serve you. Communicate with me. I'd welcome those challenging questions, so we can work together. Another point I want to make is when you take charge of your life between now, that is today, January 2nd, and January 15 in 2020, and you're ready to explore, open to explore with me what I can offer you, you decide a yes to find out. Finding out is not the decision. Finding out is the action. So you can make a good decision. And I will give you when you make the decision to journey with me to improve your life, your lifestyle, to live an abundant life, and to reduce your stress, and to feel better about everything you do. Oh my, let me know. Put it in the subject line when you send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com or when you text me at 562-335-4956. Text or voicemail. Remember, I don't answer the phone unless I have a call scheduled and I know who it is. But when you leave a message or a text, I will definitely get back with you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner. So we can actually talk about it and schedule maybe some time to talk about what exactly I'm doing. And maybe, just maybe, that trilogy video that I put in there, that you can just click on the link on the script, transcript that is in there on the show here. Just click on the link that's highlighted and watch that 10-minute video with Becca Tinter, which is so amazing. She's explaining it so well in just 10 minutes. I thought that'd be better than for me to just jabber on. So go there, watch the video, make a decision whether or not you want to find out more. It might not be for you, but when you see it and hear it and realize what's going on, you might think of somebody who could benefit by getting in touch with me. So please share with your loved ones and have people get back to me. And as I just started saying, anybody who's deciding to journey with me towards a better lifestyle, better health and everything else, I will give you, when you sign up, a $25 wellness credit towards your sign up, and just go from there and make sure that we can actually have fun together, learning with each other, supporting one another, and reaching out to more. As you know, one person alone cannot make a change in the world or in the United States or even in the state or in a city where we live. It always takes more. And the more we are together, we are better. So let's keep that in mind. Please do watch that video, as it does explain everything really well, and then get back with me. Put it in the subject line, Blog Talk Radio, BTR, or something, or want to get healthy, or want abundance, or want freedom, or something like that, that refers to this particular episode, so I know how I can get back to you, what information you're looking for. In the meantime, I will definitely wish all of you a very happy new year, filled with peace, joy, faith, love, health, and everything you can imagine. Let's make 2020 the best year ever. So for communication, you can email me at dythomson@gmail.com, or you can voicemail text me at 562-335-4956, and we'll get back together next week on the 9th, same time, same channel, and I wish all of you blessings and the very best. Until then.